Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we continue on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, talking NFL draft and also go around the league with the state of the quarterback position. And we'll do so right now with a former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback from 1999 to 2009. Also had two quick stops with the Redskins and the Vikings, and that's Donovan McNabb, number five.
Number five will always love you.
Kind enough to give us a few minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Number five, what's going on? Appreciate it.
How's everything going?
Hey, can't complain. Let me start you off because I know you're on the West Coast these days. A lot of conversation about Kyler Murray potentially being the number one overall pick in the draft. The Cardinals just drafted Josh Rosen a year ago, so it's all craziness right now in Arizona. How do you break down this situation currently?
Well, when I look at the Arizona Cardinals, I think they have more pieces to fill in the quarterback position. I like Josh Rosen as a franchise quarterback. You have to have help on front because he's more of a pocket passer. He's a cerebral guy in the pocket who's going to allow his receivers to get open just by buy time with sudden movements and finding passing windows. And then you have to look at possibly getting a wide receiver. Larry Fitzgerald's about 34-plus years old. His body's getting a little worn down. Speed is not part of his game right now. So if they're able to get a number one receiver that can play on the outside of Larry Fitzgerald and on the opposite side of Kirk, that will also aid in his success going forward. But I think what they do in the first pick is they go for a defensive lineman or defensive end. You talk about Nick Bosa and also Williams from Alabama to be able to secure that line where now you start to get one-on-one on the backside with Chandler Jones coming off the edge or possibly Nick Bosa on the opposite side if he can stay healthy in the NFL. That would be the decision I think the Arizona Cardinals decide to make.
So if you are right and they don't take a quarterback number one, we look at the rest of the top 10 on who could be the first quarterback off the board. You never know who could trade up, but you take a look at the Raiders. I'm not sold if they're going to take a quarterback. Then you have the Giants at six. The Giants are at 6 and 17. Do you have a feeling or a sense if the Giants are going to take a quarterback or not with Eli Manning getting up there in age?
I believe they should. I look at, obviously, Collins being gone at the safety position. I look at Vernon being gone at the defensive end position on the defensive end. I think defense will be one that they probably look at depending on who's still available at that particular time. But quarterback is a definite need. I mean, I think there are 2 years of making the mistake of not being able to draft a quarterback early with Eli Manning going up in age. His play has definitely decreased. Their offense is definitely predicated off the quarterback making the right decision. I think they go and get quarterback, and I think they go after Haskins as their quarterback for the future in that sixth pick.
When we take a look at the quarterbacks, it's not considered as strong as last year's quarterback draft class. You know the names Murray, Haskins, Locke, and Jones. Who's your favorite out of the bunch?
Well, I would have to go up to Kyler Murray. I think Kyler Murray presents such a problem for a lot of defensive coordinators. Yeah, we can talk about his running, his mobility. But I look at him playing in the pocket. He reminds me more of a little bit of Drew Brees. I know people want to put Russell Wilson on that aspect because of his mobility. But he does a great job of finding passing windows. If Baker Mayfield can be your number one pick last year to go to the Cleveland Browns, and he surpassed a lot of the numbers in the same offense with pretty much similar talent that Baker Mayfield did last year at Oklahoma, I say he's the best quarterback and probably the best player coming into the draft. Now, if he doesn't go number one with Cliff Kingsbury making that decision and Steve Kimes, the GM here in Arizona, then he may fall. But that doesn't mean he's not the best player in the draft. So I look at quarterbacks. You had them in order. I think it's Kyler Murray, Haskins. I know they bring Locke into the situation and also the quarterback from Duke. I'm not too sold on those two particular guys. Personally, I think they're probably early second-round picks. But due to the fact that there's a need for quarterback in this draft, they will possibly move into that mid to late first-round pick.
Number five, Donovan McNabb here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. There's been a lot of noise this offseason, even dating back to last year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's going to be a new look for the Steelers as Le'Veon Bell – is with the Jets, and now Mr. Big Chest Antonio Brown is with the Oakland Raiders. Big Ben's been getting a lot of heat from his former teammates in this offseason. How about this situation in Pittsburgh between Big Ben and the former wide receiver of the Steelers and Antonio Brown?
You know what? It reminded me, obviously, back in 2005, 2006 with T.O. One thing that for Ben, you just kind of let it go. I mean, there's a guy that's no longer part of the organization. You focus on the guys that are there. You continue to build a rapport with those guys that you have there. Focus on the future with Juju Smith and Washington and those guys, Connor, their running backs. I'm sure they'll go and draft a running back possibly in the second, maybe third round for that type of support that they need running the football. They'll go out and get another wide receiver probably in the third or fourth round. But I think as far as the Pittsburgh Steelers is concerned, they're in great position right now. They're probably going to look more to the defense in their first pick or so, try to build more with the offensive line, and continue to build with the best players available as the draft continues on. But as far as the Pittsburgh Steelers are concerned, you look at Ben Roethlisberger, he needs to find a way to get them back to the playoffs. Struggled last year, the year before, didn't really play as well as they should have. I had them possibly sitting in the Super Bowl. But obviously they had a tough defeat versus the Jacksonville Jaguars in that second round in the playoffs. And I think it's for them, this is Mike Tomlin's make-or-break year. I know a lot of people have come down on him. He's had successful seasons over the last five or 8 years. And I think he will continue. But it all starts with their quarterback and Ben Roethlisberger.
You talked about how you speak from experience. How do you look back and reflect on that situation with T.O.?
Well, I handled it the way it was supposed to be. You know, you try to, first of all, think from a personal standpoint of how you need to handle it, but then also you have to think about the guys in the locker room. You know, you don't want it to carry over and become much of a distraction as you continue to move forward. Obviously, it looked like it was between me and him, but it was about him and the organization, and he started adding some individual people into it. But I didn't want that to become a problem for the guys in the locker room. It was a distraction early, but it actually made us stronger as a unit. As we move forward, we had a decent year that year. Guys began to understand their role a little bit more. Some took on more of a bigger role. And for me, it was just more of just, you know, really testing your leadership and making sure the guys understood what they were supposed to do, make sure I was prepared at all times and going forward. And it actually made all of our lives a little bit better once we got a chance to get a little fresh air.
You know, it's funny when you take a look back at that situation because you guys were so dominant on the field. And I remember that Super Bowl against the Patriots and his performance in the big game on one leg. I guess it's just human nature. I know that you said that, hey, you did everything the right way. But was there ever a time where maybe you second-guessed something and said, man, if I did something differently this way, maybe an end result would end up changing with that situation? Because, hey, a lot of fans wanted to see you two both win a Super Bowl together because of how much fun it was in Philly in the early beginnings.
Well, I definitely wanted to win one myself. But, you know, all zebras show their stripes at some point. And I think there's a time and a place for everything. It just so happens that it happened that way and at that time. And I think, you know, for all that has been said and done, you know, throughout that whole process, even afterwards, I mean, I moved on and was able to continue on with my career. He moved on and continued on with his career. And, you know, he found themselves in more situations with other quarterbacks. So it just wasn't me. And I think people understood that and they seen that. So I think the way that you handle it is you handle it professionally at all times. Make sure you stay even, still, and focus in on the task at hand. And the task at hand for me was try to get back to the Super Bowl. We went back to the NFC Championship and just wasn't able to get over that hump. Versus Arizona Cardinals, we had successful seasons after that. And we just continued on individually to try to better our careers. And I look back on it, I don't regret any parts of it.
When was the last time you guys talked, you and T.O.?
You know, it's been a while. It's been a while, and nor am I looking forward to that moment anyway. But you know what? We had seen each other at different Super Bowls and said hello and kept it cordial, and I just kept moving. You know, hey, look, we play together, we work together, don't mean we have to hang together. And that's the whole thing. You know, for even you probably know that yourself. You got people that work with you,
just a few that I don't want to see outside of here.
There you go. You know, you just move on and, hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Donovan McNabb here with us on CBS Sports Radio. I like how you put that one in the working environment. Aaron Rodgers has also been under criticism with how it ended with Mike McCarthy. There's been article after article about that relationship and how Rodgers is as a teammate. What advice would you maybe give to Aaron Rodgers?
Well, you know what? When things aren't going well, the first person they look at is the quarterback. You know, the head coach, yeah, he takes the fall, but then the next one after that is the quarterback. And there have been rumblings about Aaron Rodgers and his personality, and, you know, he's a different type of a character guy. He carries his heart on his shoulder. Some people can't handle that. You know, some people are a little bit different when it comes to being able to adjust to the way some may approach things. And for Aaron Rodgers, the main thing for me with Aaron Rodgers is he needs to get back to the playoffs and win in the playoffs. You know, everyone talks about him being the best quarterback in the game, and he needs to prove that. And I think for everything that we've seen over the last couple of years, he hasn't been healthy. He's battled injury. He's played well while he's been out there, but when you can't make the club in the tub. So you got to find a way to stay healthy and stay out there for your team and lead your team to a successful season. We can talk about so much of his lack of weapons, but, you know, the same thing went on while he had, you know, Jennings, the same thing he had when, you know, Donald Driver was late in his career, you know, to, you know, different receivers that have been traded or moved on. He just needs to find a way to get back to having a winning type of season and then propel himself to show why he's the best quarterback in the game.
Give me a thought about Russell Wilson receiving the money that he did. I thought it was well-deserved, and you've seen what he's mean to the success of that organization. I was surprised, though, a little bit how publicly it played out when I thought it was a no-brainer to give him the money.
Well, it's well-deserved, absolutely. And I think it was one in which the negotiations that was happening, I don't think that there should have been, it should have took so long. Here's the guy who, I just mentioned Aaron Rodgers. He's probably the only quarterback and the best quarterback at that particular time that has done so much with so less. At the wide receiver position, Doug Baldwin has been kind of a staple for him, but he hasn't had a number one receiver that he can rely on. He had a tight end that they brought in and traded for from New Orleans who didn't really pan out. He hasn't had a running back since Marshawn Lynch that can carry the load consistently and stay healthy. Offensive line has been kind of in shambles and been a turnstile. It's been who's been playing tackle, who's playing guard. Defensively, we see what's going on right now with the Legion of Boom. It's kind of blowing up at this particular point. Guys are gone and guys have been released or traded. So he's been the one that's carried the torch and been able to keep Seattle really relevant as we've been going forward. I mean, you look at their division alone. The L.A. Rams have really taken over at this particular point with Sean McVay. But right behind them is the Seattle Seahawks only because of their MVP candidate and Russell Wilson. So he's well-deserving of that money that he's received. And I look forward to continue to progress. But more importantly, I'm looking forward to see what decisions they make in Seattle to continue to build around this young man and protect him with some weapons on the outside.
Wrapping up with the former NFL quarterback and Donovan McNabb. He's been great so far with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let me go back out to Philly. Carson Wentz, we know Nick Foles won the Super Bowl for them 2 years ago. Wentz was unbelievable in that regular season before the unfortunate injury. Got banged up again last year. Foles comes in to save the day and really turn around that Eagles season. Now it's all back to Carson Wentz being the man in Philly with Foles in Jacksonville. To you, what does Carson Wentz have to prove this year as the quarterback of the Eagles?
I'm thinking the next two years or so, he has to find a way to get in the second round or out of the second round of the playoffs. You know, for what Nick Foles was able to do, to take him to a Super Bowl and then possibly take him back to the NFC Championship proves that, you know, hey, some people can get into that offense and be very successful. You know, he hasn't been healthy. He hasn't really proven to me, besides the year before he got hurt in his first year, of really the MVP candidate. He needs to get back to that mode. And I think personally, if he can't get out of the second round in the next two, you know, maybe 3 years, really 2 years, to be honest with you, if he can't get out of the second round, they should look to possibly draft another quarterback because you just don't know about his durability. You know, staying healthy is very key in this league. And it really is pertaining on the success of the quarterback. And that's the team only goes as far as their quarterback takes them. And they put so much of their eggs in the basket with Carson Wentz, and he's got to prove that in the next 2 years.
You thought it was the right decision, though, to keep Wentz and let Foles walk, right?
Well, you know, it's always a tough call because as a quarterback, I don't know any quarterbacks that have played the game that are just comfortable with being a backup. If you have any heart and you love the game, you want to be a starter somewhere. For Nick Foles, he wanted to show that he can be a starter somewhere, and it's well-deserved. He went to Jacksonville. He has his really a second or third opportunity to really showcase himself. But for Carson Wentz, I mean, he's already talking about trying to build rapport with the guys because there's a lot of rumblings about his leadership and his arrogancy. He was all about self. So he's trying to clean that up as well over there. So hopefully that won't become a distraction. You know, he just needs to stay healthy and continue to progress and perfect his craft. And if he can do that, then good things hopefully could happen for him. And I would love to see him do that. But if it doesn't happen, I think in the next 2 years or so, I mean, there's going to be some rumblings and Phillies of possibly drafting or trading for another quarterback.
If he does stay healthy, what do you expect out of this team this upcoming year?
I expect them to win the division. I think it'll be a tight race with them and possibly the Cowboys. And then if they can win that division, go 10-6, 11-5, that now we want to see how we can play in the playoffs. Because you remember, I mean, he has no playoff wins at this particular point in his career, and it's very vital. And that's how you get measured as a quarterback, of your playoff wins and your winning percentage in the regular season. If he can put those together, then, you know, we'll be talking about Carson Wentz for the next 10 years or so.
Last one for Donovan McNabb, who joins us on CBS Sports Radio. I saw April 17th, 1999, obviously the day that you got drafted. 20 years later, we all know what happened. You go to the Eagles, number two. A lot of the fans wanted Ricky Williams. You got booed in the introductions, booed when you walked across the podium to meet the commissioner. Hey, that should be the best part of your life. You know, you put in all that work and you get booed. You smile through the whole way through. What was that like for you and your family looking back after all these years?
The same thing is the way my face looked and that smile, how bright it was. It was the fact that it was an opportunity for me to add another chapter to the book of Donovan. You know, it was one that was a dream come true to be drafted high, the number one pick for the Philadelphia Eagles, number two overall. It was something that I enjoy. Look back on it, I don't regret it. And I think for those who spent the time to come up there to boo, I'm sure they'll regret that moment as well, because it was a moment in Philadelphia Eagles history that started something very successful.
Donovan, hey, appreciate it. What are you, pumping iron these days? I hear what are you, in the gym in the background?
Oh, you know, that's right. I got to keep it high detecting, you know, in summertime out here. And the sun's beaming in Phoenix, Arizona. The sun will be beaming across the nation, so I'll be ready for the pool. Get my baby oil ready to be laid out by the pool looking right.
Well, hey, we appreciate it. Good luck with that. Get back to pumping the iron. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. You guys take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.